The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me." The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever watched a time-lapse video of a seed in the ground sprouting into a fully mature plant that produces a flower or a vegetable? In less than a minute on a video, you see what would take months to unfold in real life. If you're growing a vegetable garden, for example, in your backyard, and you sat in the middle of the garden to watch the process unfold, what would you see? Nothing. In other words, seed sprouting is such a slow process that it seems nothing is happening. But with a time-lapse video, we see the miracle of plant life unfold inexorably. That growth is not just stunning, it is unstoppable. It has been 2,000 years since the great divine seed, Jesus Christ, was sown in the earth by his death and burial in a tomb. Indeed, he went down into the underworld, Sheol, to raise the righteous of the Old Testament. He was buried very deep. His resurrection and ascension were the first sprouts of the magnificent plant of the kingdom, the church. And 2,000 years later, this plant covers the entire earth, consisting of 1.4 billion beautiful flowers called Catholic Christians. And we can look back on the past 2,000 years and see a sort of time-lapse growth of the church, the kingdom on earth. Yesterday evening, I attended the altar server pool party for the end of the summer, and Alan Schluterman proudly showed me pictures of their family trip to Alaska. They attended Mass at the Co-Cathedral of Juneau, Alaska, reportedly the smallest cathedral in the world. On two different Sundays during their vacation, they attended Mass in two different locations in remote Alaska. What a wonderful way to celebrate your 50th wedding anniversary. From Alaska, they were seeing a sort of time-lapsed video of how the seed of the church planted in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago has grown to cover the whole world, all the way in Alaska. And their marriage has been a seed that sprouted too. They uttered a few simple words 50 years ago that has now grown into the marvelous plant of flowers of children and grandchildren. In the gospel today, Jesus uses one of the most powerful and persistent parables for the kingdom, namely a seed that sprouts. He says, "Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit." Jesus says these words, by the way, in John chapter 12, verse 24, as he's beginning Holy Week, The week he would become the divine seed sown in the ground by his death and burial on Good Friday. And because the divine seed died on the cross and was sown in the earth, he produced a great harvest, which Alan and Liz Schluterman witnessed last week in Juneau, Alaska. In the first reading today, St. Paul tells the Corinthians that they too must become seeds, just like Jesus was. Paul picks up on the parable of the seed that sprouts, saying, "Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully." I'm sure Paul would have loved to show a time-lapse video to the Corinthians to help them understand how their sacrifices would one day sprout into future fruit and flowers. Someone who read Jesus' words in John's Gospel and Paul's words in 2 Corinthians was Deacon Lawrence. He didn't need a time-lapse video to convince him how seeds sprout, because he looked through the eyes of faith. Lawrence lived in the 3rd century and worked as a deacon in Rome under Pope Sixtus II, serving the poor. He died as a martyr on August 10th in the year 258 during the persecution of the church by Emperor Valerian. St. Lawrence knew exactly how his sacrifices were seeds. Indeed, he himself was a seed that would one day sprout as part of the bountiful harvest of the church. My friends, look around. What do you see? If you just sit in the middle of the world and look around, it seems like nothing is happening. But the church has grown inexorably, as Jesus said it would, and its growth in the past 2,000 years is nothing short of stunning and unstoppable. And that fills me with great joy, because that means in the next 2,000 years, the kingdom will continue to grow and germinate. But we must also ask ourselves, what seeds of sacrifice am I sowing in the world? He who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. If you want to see how the kingdom of God grows, don't look for immediate results, but look rather at the past 2,000 years as a sort of time-lapse video. Or just go to Mass in Juneau, Alaska. Praise be Jesus Christ.